Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Staying with the Trouble, Making Kin in the Thulocene, by Donna J. Haraway, narrated by Laurel Merlington. Introduction. Trouble is an interesting word. It derives from a 13th century French verb meaning to stir up, to make cloudy, to disturb. We, all of us on Terra, live in disturbing times, mixed-up times, troubling and turbid times. The task is to become capable, with each other in all of our bumptious kinds, of response. Mixed-up times are overflowing with both pain and joy, with vastly unjust patterns of pain and joy, with unnecessary killing of ongoingness, but also with necessary resurgence. The task is to make kin in lines of inventive connection as a practice of learning to live and die well with each other in a thick present. Our task is to make trouble, to stir up potent response to devastating events, as well as to settle troubled waters and rebuild quiet places. In urgent times, many of us are tempted to address trouble in terms of making an imagined future safe, of stopping something from happening that looms in the future, of clearing away the present and the past in order to make futures for coming generations. Staying with the trouble does not require such a relationship to times called the future. In fact, staying with the trouble requires learning to be truly present, not as a vanishing pivot between awful or Edenic pasts and apocalyptic or salvific futures, but as mortal critters entwined in myriad unfinished configurations of places, times, matters, meanings. Thulocene is a simple word. It is a compound of two Greek roots, kthon and kenos, that together name a kind of time place for learning to stay with the trouble of living and dying in responsibility on a damaged earth. Kenos means now, a time of beginnings, a time for ongoing, for freshness. Nothing in kenos must mean conventional pasts, presents, or futures. There is nothing in times of beginnings that insists on wiping out what has come before, or, indeed, wiping out what comes after. Kenos can be full of inheritances, of remembering, and full of comings, of nurturing what might still be. I hear kenos in the sense of thick, ongoing presence, with hyphae infusing all sorts of temporalities and materialities. Thonic ones are beings of the earth, both ancient and up to the minute. I imagine thonic ones as replete with tentacles, feelers, digits, cords, whiptails, spider legs, and very unruly hair. Thonic ones romp in multi-critter humus, but have no truck with sky-gazing homo. Thonic ones are monsters in the best sense. They demonstrate and perform the material meaningfulness of earth processes and critters. They also demonstrate and perform consequences. Thonic ones are not safe. They have no truck with ideologues. They belong to no one. They writhe and luxuriate in manifold forms and manifold names in all the airs, waters, and places of earth. They make and unmake. They are made and unmade. They are who are. No wonder the world's great monotheisms in both religious and secular guises have tried again and again to exterminate the thonic ones. The scandals of times called the Anthropocene and the Capitalocene are the latest and most dangerous of these exterminating forces. Living with and dying with each other potently in the Thulocene can be a fierce reply to the dictates of both Anthropos and Capital. Kin is a wild category that all sorts of people do their best to domesticate. Making kin as odkin rather than, or at least in addition to, godkin and genealogical and biogenetic family troubles important matters, like to whom one is actually responsible. Who lives and who dies?